This is Amid Yaimi Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, and we're holding on the bottom of Lamed Dalid Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom at the two dots. V'Amar Rava teaches Rava Mima Amruin Taim Nimdavar Shein Ma'isav Hevel Mishech Hashicha. What is the reason we're getting into the world of Hatamana? You're not allowed to do Hatamana, which means to fully insulate, immerse something into a davar she'einai moisev hevel, an item which does not increase heat, mishech hashicha, once it is dark. Once it is dark on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to take your pot and wrap it in a towel. It doesn't increase heat. It's a simple towel. Still, you're not allowed to. Why? Gezirat din derabanan shema yartiach. Maybe you're going to come to put the pot to boil on Shabbos, violating Hilchos Shabbos. Therefore, we don't even allow you to do Hatmana, to fully immerse something in a davar she'ein moisev hevel. Amrlei Abayi Yochim, and Ashrosis Nami Nigzor, Shvias, even Bin Hashmashas, Amrlei, Stam Kediris, Rizikhnei, Mastan, pot during Bin Hashmashas, Izroi Teach, is boiling, and therefore we do not have to be concerned on during Bina Shemashes, meaning it's a very balabatish, a practical gezeira. The gezeiras are going to come to boil it. If the pots at that time are generally out, we don't have to be worried. V'alma Rava teaches Rava as we turn over to Lamedalim and Beis. Mitnema Amru, what is the reason? That you're not allowed to do Atman on something that increases heat. Afilu mibayim. An incredible idea, those who, the first time they hear it, that there's something else on Friday. What do you mean? It's not Shabbos. On Friday, you're not allowed to do Atamana. You're not allowed to insulate. You're not allowed to fully submerge, subsume, cover up hats with something that is a ma'isiv avel, something that increases heat. Because you might come to immerse it with an ashes that has coals in it. And therefore, you're going to, and that's why it's us. What's the problem? The atman. So put it inside the ash with coals. What did he do wrong? It's Friday. Because then we're worried that Shabbos is going to come and you're going to stoke the coals. So why is this not a gzeira l'gzeira? Okay, classical kasha, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Hilchos Shabbos, don't ask that question or else you can have a hard time, as gzeira l'gzeiras are all over the place. But either way, you cannot do Atamana B'davar HaMaisev Evel on Friday. Why? Because you're going to come to Machate, those gacholim, on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, the two dots, four lines down, Lamedal Mebeis, Tanu, Rabbanan. Bein Hashmashay Safik Min Hayom Min Halayla. Bein Hashmashay is Safik day or night. Safik Kula Min Hayom might be entirely day. Safik Kula Min Halayla. Matilin Lasal L'chaim B'Shnei Yomim. He gets the Chumra of both these. Says the Gemara. Vezeu Bein Hashmashay. Mishetishke Rachamo. Once you have Shkia, calls man Shabnei Merich Mizrach Ma'adimin. As long as the sun is, the sky is red. Hichsev Atachtoin. When the bottom is dark, Vleichsev Elyon. The top is not dark. Bein Hashmashay. Hichsev Elyon. When the top becomes dark, and it equals out the color top and bottom of the sky. So the first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, is a little bit difficult. That's due to the color of the sky. Comes like Rabbi Nechemya and says, Rabbi Nechemya, no. The amount of time in Hashmashas is to walk a mil, chatzi mil, half of a mil once it becomes after Shkia, which again, a mil is usually assumed to be 18 minutes. Half of a mil would be something like 9 minutes. This is where the simple shita comes from of the Gain. 12 minutes be'erech is going to be your chatzi mil, as a mil might be 24 minutes, etc. Rav Yosi Aimer, Bein Hashmashos is Kerefayim. Bein Hashmashos is a split second. Zeh Nichnas Zeyotzei. Sun sets, becomes Nacht. We have Shalom Love, we don't know when it is. Amar Mar says Mar, smack in middle of Lamedalid Amid Beis, teaches the Gemara a little bit deeper about Bein Hashmashos. Says the Gemara, first one in line is V'Efshar. Matilin Rotzal L'Chaymer Shleyam, and it gives the Chumers of both times, the Mayel Chasa, Amar Avun Abrei Divisho, Linyin Toma, Kiditinan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Rosh Shleyam Bein Hashmashos, if someone sees an emission, whether we're talking about Kerry, whether we're talking about Zava, and he see it when Bein Hashmashos, he's 2 days during Bein Hashmashos, Safik L'Tom L'Karbon. It's a din of Safik Toma, because it might be 3 days for a carbon. So again, the fact that Bein Hashmashos might be day, it might be night, is going to have a tremendous relevance for Hilchis Tuma Vitaira. Says the Gemara, one second. Agufa Kasha, what you just said implodes. Amri, first he said, is that Ben Ashvaz Vishisha Chama called Namshani Mizrach Mar, even Achseva Tachdav Lichseva Al Yain, Laila. Vadar Tani Achseva Tachdav Lichseva Al Yain, Ben Ashmasha Is, Astir and Diyukim. First, you told me that when is Ben Ashmasha, once the sun sets, as long as it's not red. Once it turns red, so that means it's not Ben Ashmashes. But then you told me that it has to be the full sky. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Koruch V'tani, put the two parts of the Braisa up together and learn. Ezehu Ben Ashmashes, Mishetishra Achama. Once the sun sets, calls Machane Mizrach Madimim, Vehechseva Tachtoin, and even when, that's what you have to add in, Vehechseva Tachtoin, and even when the bottom is dark, Vehechseva Elyon, Nam Yibinash, Vehechseva Elyon, Mishra Tachtoin, that's going to be Laila of Rav Yisam, Rav Yudam, Rav Shmuel, Hachik Tani, another way of answering up the Mishnah, Mishvisha Achama, calls Zman, Shebane Mizrach Madimim, Yoim, Hechseva Tachtoin, Vehechseva Tachtoin, Vehechseva Tachtoin, Vehechseva Tachtoin, Vehechseva Tachtoin, Laila. Now says the Gemara, the two opinions, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, one is Ben Hashemashah, let's make this all one big, Lishi Tasai. 10 lines from the bottom, the first one line is Laila, says the Gemara, V'azulutei Mayu. What we just said is all Lishi Tasai, Ditan, the Itmar. Shir Ben Hashemashah is Bekama. What is the Shir Ben Hashemashah? Amar Rabbi Rav Yudam Rishmuel, Shlesha Chalkimil, three parts of a mill. My shlosha chalkimil. What does that mean? Three parts of a mill. If you mean three half mills, which is 1.5 mil in English, so just talk English, say 1.5. Elitzla say milzi tilzi mila. Must be 3/3 of a mil. 3/3 is nemo mills. That's 1 mil. So what's going on over here? Ella says no means 3 parts. Tlasa rive mila. 3/4 of a mil. That's Rav Yudam Rav Amr Shmuel. Rav Yosef Amr Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel. Shnei Chalkimil. 2 parts of a mil. The same Gasha. My Shnei Chalkimil. Each of a Palkimil. 2 halves. Lema mil. Vela Trey Riva mil. If it's 2/4. Lema Chatzi mil. Ella, you know what he means. As we turn over to Lamedeam and Aleph. Trey Tzilasi mil. 2/3 of a mil. So those are the two Shitais of Rabbam and Rav Yosef. Again, the first Shita was Rabba Amar Rav Yudam Rishmuel. Second Shita was Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yudam Rishmuel. Rabba said 3/4. Rav Yosef said 2/3. My benayu kibenayu palga the dalka, a 1/12 of a mil. If you do the math, 1/2 of a 6 is a 1/12. That's going to be the chaluk between Rabba and Rav Yosef, and that's going to be the Lishitasai, the two opinions that we quoted on learning up the Braisa. We'll pick it up on the top of Amrei Amin Aleph, B'siyata D'Shemayah.